the late 1940s, modern representative democracy and equality before the law have become generally entrenched in the legal and legislative apparatus, not just of Western Europe, America, and the wider English-speaking world, but also, from the late 1940s, for the first time became firmly grounded in several key Asian countries, most notably India and Japan, at least at the level of officially approved policy, law, and education. Surprising as it may seem, the history of this process, the gradual advance of the ideas underpinning democratic enlightenment in the modern era, remains very little studied or known. Indeed, there exist scarcely any historical accounts that analyse and narrate the story of the origins and rise of modern equality, democracy, individual liberty, and freedom of thought in their intellectual, social, and political context. Until recently, historians of the French Revolution still thought of it, and many still do, as inventing a new form of political discourse, rather than as a struggle between rival ideologies complexly evolving over the previous century. Of course, no one would deny that there exists an impressive mass of studies, especially by political and social scientists, analysing the concepts of equality, democracy, and individual liberty as abstract propositions. But there are virtually none that describe, in the contexts of history and culture, the actual emergence of these ideas. As one scholar recently noted, the word democracy has, since 1945, generally been a pretext for ideological endorsement rather than a term for a historically rooted process. This is equally true of equality. While there is plenty of work on equality, another commentator observes, there is precious little in the modern literature on the background to the idea that we humans are, fundamentally, one another's equals. The story of the emergence of modern democratic core values as a Western and global historical phenomenon before 1789 remains, in America, Europe, Africa, and Asia alike, a gigantic yawning gap. The risk in considering our core values as purely abstract concepts that do not require examination in their historical context, or imagining the French Revolution invented them, is that we then remain blind to how, why, and where these concepts first emerged amid conflict and controversy, and the means whereby they slowly advanced in the teeth of widespread opposition and eventually became first intellectually and then politically hegemonic. Not only scholars, but also the general reading, debating, and voting public need some awareness of the tremendous difficulty, struggle, and cost involved in propagating our core ideas in the face of the long dominant monarchical, aristocratic, and religious ideologies, privileged oligarchies and elites, and in the face also of the various counter-enlightenment popular movements that so resolutely and vehemently combated egalitarian and democratic values from the mid-17th century down to the crushing of Nazism, the supreme counter-enlightenment, in 1945. Radical Enlightenment is the system of ideas that, historically, has principally shaped the Western world's most basic social and cultural values in the post-Christian age. This, in itself, lends the history of the movement great importance. But this type of thought, especially in many Asian and African countries, as well as in contemporary Russia, has also become the chief hope and inspiration of numerous besieged and harassed humanists, egalitarians, and defenders of human rights, who, often against great odds, heroically champion basic human freedom and dignity, including that of women, minorities, homosexuals, and religious apostates, in the face of the resurgent forms of bigotry, oppression, and prejudice that in much of the world today appear inexorably to be extending their grip. It is perhaps this global dimension above all that lends the history of radical thought its continuing relevance in our time. Democratic, secular, and egalitarian ideas dismally fail to be accepted or officially sponsored in very many new countries emerging in the 1950s and 1960s.